We turn our attention now to an issue at home. Bank customers are being warned about increasingly sophisticated scams circulating this Christmas. In some cases, scammers are using real recordings from some of the Pillar Bank's existing contact lines and using them to try and convince customers who are prompted to call the numbers via text messages that they are legitimate. It's in a bid to get people to give over personal financial details that can be used to defraud them. Our consumer affairs correspondent Angus Cox has been looking into this and actually called one of the bogus numbers and spoke with scammers, and he joins us now. So Angus, just firstly, you might start by explaining how this particular scam is run then.
Well, Karen, like many of the scams going around, the jumping off point is usually a text message you receive on your phone. This particular one purports to be from a bank. I've seen different versions. In some cases, the scammers pretend to be from PTSB, other times Bank of Ireland and also AIB. But it's the same message each time, warning a transaction to Tesco on your bank card has been declined and the card has been placed on hold. It says, contact us immediately if it wasn't you, and a phone number is provided. And this is a common scam tactic, creating a sense of urgency with the hope people don't think clearly, potentially making them more vulnerable.
And you received one of these messages, you called the number, so how did it go?
I did, and it's important to point out the advice is not to call these numbers. The message should be reported to your bank or even Gardaí and then deleted. But if you make the call, you're letting the scammers know your number is active, that it can be then be sold on to other scammers as such, and you could get more scam messages and calls. But for the purpose of this piece, I made the call. And the first thing that stands out is the sophistication. The number I called was pretending to be from PTSB. You hear a welcome message at the start from the bank. That's been taken directly from a PTSB customer phone line. Obviously, this one is not legitimate. When you get through to a human, they then sound quite convincing. I recorded the call and here's a sample.
Welcome to PTSB. Please note, this is our dedicated card services team.
Thank you for contacting PTSB. My name is Adam. How can I help?
Hi, I got a notification on my phone saying you'd blocked a transaction.
There was a declined transaction for €113.50 at Tesco. So we do believe that your card was added to an Apple Pay. Have you clicked on any suspicious links?
Jeez, I don't know. That's how they can get you, is it?
Yeah. They don't have your card, your card details. They only have the Apple Pay, so they logged into your application. So we are going to remove the Apple Pay manually, and then I am going to remove the hold off your card, okay? Do you have the card to hand, and I'll remove it manually?
Do you not have those details on file already, though?
We only have the last 4 digits, sir.
Just to be clear, are you in Ireland?
Dublin, Smithfield.
So very, very assured and confident there, you heard Adam, and as he called himself, and he was looking for my card details there. And that's the objective, Karen. There could be other steps. They might try and get you to give other info or do something else. But anyone who finds themselves in this position, if it sounds off at all, hang up, call your bank back using the phone number on the back of your card only.
And that was one example, but you did call another one of these scam numbers, didn't you?
Yes, this one was supposedly AIB. Again, it wasn't. This time I spoke with a woman calling herself Samantha. She went through the same spiel. And again, very confident, very reassuring. And she even put me on hold.
Give me 2 seconds, sir. Please stay on the line. Can I please confirm your name, if that's all right with you? And can I have your phone number, please? And can we please confirm your open 24 number, please? So everything's fine. We just need to go through some security checks with you so I can double check this for you on the system.
Are you in Ireland or where am I talking to?
Yes, sir. We are across all borders of all branches, sir.
Quite a confusing answer there from Samantha. And you heard there, I was asked to confirm my Open 24 number, Karen. And Open 24 is PTSB. I was supposedly onto AIB, so a bit of a giveaway there.
And Angus, people will really want to know, what are the banks doing to combat such scams like this?
Well, they've invested a lot of time and money into snuffing them out, but it's really tricky because there are so many. You might shut one down, two more start up. I spoke with Peter Vance. He's Chief Operations Officer with PTSB. And he said it's a game of cat and mouse, but technology is helping and PTSB is seeing results with some of its measures.
We introduced what we refer to as PTSB Protect, whereby we can identify fake links, and we've seen a significant reduction in the number of customers clicking those links to the tune of 80% and 64% reduction in account exposure. We've actually only in the last couple of months introduced a new enhancement to PTSB Protect, whereby we can actually identify fake fraudulent numbers that are contained in text messages. We'd encourage all of our customers to contact our fraud team that are available 24 hours 7 days a week, including Christmas Day, whereby we received over 100 calls last Christmas.
So advice there for consumers, but huge money being lost through these scams. How likely are victims to get their money back?
Yeah, well, scamming, it's big business and it's only getting bigger. The central bank says 160 million euro in fraudulent payments were made in 2024. And that was a 25% jump on the previous year. And around this time of year, scams are rampant. We're buying a lot more, we're busier and not paying the same attention when making purchases. And if you're unlucky enough to be caught out, the best chance of getting your money back is to act quickly. Report it to your bank right away. They deal with these situations all the time, so if they know quickly, they might be able to stop it. Also, banks, they deal with scam victims on a case-by-case basis. So depending on how it happens, how promptly it's reported, you could get some or all of your money back. I spoke about this as well as the different types of scams circulating with Niamh Davenport, who's head of financial crime with the Banking and Payments Federation.
You're going to get text messages saying your parcel's due for delivery. There's a custom charge on your parcel, things like that. And one that we've never seen before, it's a more recent one, is actually one saying that your payment for your online grocery shopping has failed. So a sense of urgency, for example, that's something that's common. You know, your shopping's not going to arrive, your parcel's not going to be released. Look at the number that it's coming from. We've seen a change in the last number of months in particular that it might be a mobile number. Your bank's not going to text you from a mobile number. And then again, if there's a link in it or if there's asking you for personal information, complete red flag. If you think you've fallen victim to it, the first thing you need to do is call your bank. Use the number on the back of your card. Especially with card payments, you're quite likely to get your money back, but you really do need to act quickly.
Niamh Davenport there giving the warnings around these scams. And Angus, thank you for bringing us all that.